Chazar Zeichen der Shabbat Chesk Shlagam Vam Yehuda Mesech the Sukkah Daf Mem Beis. Mishnah said Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosi Oymer Rabbi Yomta Fechulu. Abaye said Rabbi Yosi would only say his potter if he was not yet Yotze the Mitzvah. If he was and he carried it on Shabbos, he'd be Chayav Achatos. For the Gemara, the minute he picks it up is Yotze, so how could he ever carry it out before being Yotze? So Abaye said, the cases where he carries that upside down, so he's not yet Yotze. Rava said, the cases where he carries that in a keli, let's say in a bag, and therefore he's not Yotze. In fact, Rava said that the Yotze, even if he carries it through some type of medium, Gemara said he will only be Yotze if he carries it through a medium in a respectful way, like through a handkerchief. However, if he carries it out in a disrespectful way, like carrying it in a keli in a bag, he would not be Yotze. Zakhmar Huna said Rabbi Yosi would also say if one mistakenly placed an oiler bird in a pile of chatas birds and the koyim then mistakenly ate the oiler bird thinking it was chatas, he'd be potter because he was busy fulfilling the mitzvah of eating the chatas birds. In fact, this is exactly the same thing that the Torah b'dvar mitzvah potter. So why does Rabbi Yosi have to say it a second? The same thing as the case of the luluf. So why does he have to say it again? Mar said we would have thought the cases are different. In the case of the luluf, he's actually doing a mitzvah, but in the case of the oiler bird, although he's attempting to do a mitzvah, when he eats it, he's actually not performing a mitzvah. If one therefore teaches, he'd be potter in this case as well because he's busy with the mitzvah of eating the chatas birds. In fact, Rabbi Yosi says if one shechts an unchecked animal for a carbon tovin on Shabbos, he's chayev. According to what we just said, since he was attempting to do a mitzvah, even though a mitzvah was not done, he should be potter. Mar says that case is different. We learned that in the name of Rav, in that case, the cases where he took the animal from a pen of only unchecked animals, therefore he was negligent in taking an animal from there for the tamid, and therefore he would be chayiv. Zok the Mishnah, a woman may take the lulav from her son or husband on Yom Tov, and the lulav may be placed back into the water even on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, on Shabbos it may be returned to the existing water. On Yom Tov you may even add some fresh water. On Chalamoy you can even totally change the water. Zok the Mishnah, a katan who knows how to shake the lulav is chayiv in the mitzvah of lulav. In fact, Gemara, it seems obvious that a woman may take the lulav. Why would you think she can't? Gemara said, we would think that since a woman is not chayiv in the mitzvah of lulav, it should be considered as muktzah for her. The Mishnah therefore teaches that since it's an object of a mitzvah for the men, it's not muktzah for the woman either. The Mishnah said, katan hayadeh l'naneya. Brisa says, a katan who knows how to shake the lulav is chayiv to lulav. So a katan who knows how to wrap himself in a talis is chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis. And a katan who knows how to guard his body while wearing tefillin, his father should buy him tefillin. Also, a katan knows how to speak, his father should teach him the Torah, should teach him Torah and Kriya Shema. What type of Torah should he teach a young child? Rav Nuna said he should teach him the pasuk of Torah, Tzivolanu Moshe, Mirasha, Gilas Yaakov. What is meant when we say Kriya Shema? It means the first pasuk of Shema, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kinu, Shema Echad. The Brisa continues. If a katan knows how to watch his body from becoming Tomei, we may eat taharis that have touched his body, taharis that have touched his body other than his hands. If he even knows how to wash his hands from becoming tamei, we can eat taharis that have even touched his hands. If he's smart enough to be able to answer whether or not he's been in contact with tumah, then if there's a suffix of whether he became tamei, if the suffix is in shus rabim, we consider it to be tar. And if the suffix is in shus yachad, we consider it to be tamei. If a kohen who is a katan knows how to duchen, and in fact does so, we can give him truma in public. If a katan knows how to shecht, we may eat something that he shechts. Rav Huna said, that's only if an adult is there at the shechita and sees that it was done properly. Brisa continues, if a katan is able to eat a kazayis of grain, his wastes are considered disgusting and you have to move 4 amos away from it in order to daven. Rav Chisda said, it's only if you can eat a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. Rav Chiya, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, said, this halacha applies to the wastes of an adult, even if he can't eat that amount of grain b'chdei achilas pras. Brisa continues, if a katan can eat a kazayis of meat, he may be counted in a group for Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says he must also be intelligent enough to throw away a stone that's given to him and to keep a nut that's given to him, meaning he has to be able to understand the difference between something that's edible and something that is inedible. Hadnalach perek lulav hagazal. Perek lulav arava perek revi. Zok the Mishnah b'siyata d'shmaya, the mitzvahs of lulav and arava, which is the mitzvah arava, meaning circling the mizbeach with the aravas, are sometimes done for 6 days in the Beis HaMikdash and sometimes for 7 days. The mitzvahs of halal, saying the complete halal, and simcha, eating shlomim meat, let's say, are done for 8 days. The mitzvahs of sukkah and the offering of the water on the mizbeach, the nisach hamayim, are done for 7 days. The playing of the flute is done for 5 days or 6 days. The Mishnah continues. The mitzvah of lulav is done 7 days when the first day of sukkah falls out on Shabbos, in which case the mitzvah is done even on Shabbos. And then it's done for the next 6 days, which are not on Shabbos. The mitzvah is only done for 6 days when the first day of sukkah falls on a day other than Shabbos, because when Shabbos Chalamoid comes about, the mitzvah will not be doicha Shabbos. So in that year would only be 6 days. Next, so the Mishnah, the mitzvah of Arava is done 7 days when Hashanah Rabbah falls on Shabbos. It's only done 6 days when Hashanah Rabbah falls on another day of the week, because on Shabbos it will not be Daicha unless it's Hashanah Rabbah. Next, so the Mishnah, how is the mitzvah of Lulav done when the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos? The people bring their lulav to the Harabayis on Friday and give them to the attendants, who place them on benches in an orderly fashion. The elders leave theirs in a special chamber. The people are taught to say, whoever gets my lulav tomorrow should take it as a present for me. The next day the attendants throw them in front of the people, and they would grab them and hit each other in the process. When Bezdin saw that this could lead to danger, they instituted that everybody should shake their lulav in their house and not bring it to the Harabayis.